playing six teams. We are not afraid of change. We have embraced change. It's the lifeblood of political struggle and the basis for a lasting peace agreement. Our task must be to make that change irreversible. Some time ago, in a spirit of generosity and in an effort to create a space in which progress could be made, I made it clear in the context of proper all-party talks and in a situation in which all the other parties sign up to the Mitchell Report that Sinn Féin will do so also. Because we ask no more than what is accorded to every other party. That is for open and honest dialogue with everyone at the table, everything on the table, and no unionist veto. We need to be persistent, we need to be pragmatic, because we have a confidence in ourselves and in the future, because we know that what has gone before has failed all of us. And this is especially true of the relationship between Irish Republicans and the British, which reflects in many ways the attitude of the British government to the Irish people. A new government is about to be elected in London. That new government knows precisely what is required and knows just as precisely our position on the issues of concern to it. Let the new British government face up to its responsibilities. Let it and us, let that new government and Sinn Féin face up to each other on our own terms. Let each of us put behind us the failures of the past, the lack of confidence, the distrust. We can do business. We can find agreement. The political leaders, and especially governments, are prepared to take risks, and a political will exists on all sides. And the lasting peace is the prize. Sinn Féin is prepared to take risks. This leadership has that will. Our party has that will. Sinn Féin is engaged in this struggle because we know that we will be part of the democratic thrust forward into a free Ireland. The Westminster elections and a new administration taking part in London do create a new opportunity to reconstruct the peace process. But that cannot be accomplished without an Irish Republican involvement. Sinn Féin is an essential key component to any lasting peace settlement. And we stand ready to play our part. We, the men and women of our generation, will not be deflected from our historic past as we journey forward into the future. And we know that the driving force against oppression is the moral superiority of the oppressed. And that, comrades, brothers and sisters, must guide all our efforts. Today, I pledge Sinn Féin's commitment to peace and to negotiations and to agreement. We have the political will to pursue these goals, and we ask others to demonstrate that same commitment, because this is the only reliable guarantor for all our future. The Westminster elections on May the 1st are a watershed moment in our history which must be seized. You people here must send a clear message to the new London government and to the Unionist leadership. Last May, in a huge and unprecedented national effort, activists from all over Ireland went into the North and made an unprecedented appeal to voters throughout the six counties. Our vote increased in every single constituency. And I want to commend you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank especially those voters who put their trust in us. We will never betray that trust. Next month, on May 1st, voters throughout Antrim and Down, throughout Derry and Tyrone, throughout Fermanagh and Armagh, every one of the six occupied counties and in 17 of 18 constituencies, voters will have the chance to vote once again for Sinn Féin. I am confident that they will do so with great heart. Despite all the negative campaigning by our opponents, our voters know that their vote is a vote for freedom, it's a vote for justice, it's a vote for peace in Ireland and for an end to all violence. And they know they know that we will never let them down in the same way as we know that they have never let us down. So we have a job to do, with 10 days to do it. Imagine electing one MP on May 1st. Imagine electing two MPs on May 1st. Imagine electing three MPs on May 1st. That's the message, that's the challenge. John Major made a mess of the challenge and the task of creating peace in our country throughout the six counties and then later throughout the 26 counties. Let us send a clear message to both governments. So on May 1st, it's my belief that we can do it. You can do it. And we, comrades, brothers and sisters, we are going to do it. But we're going forward into the future. We're going forward to a new future as equals. Good night.